I cannot express enough just what a gut punch it was to read that tweet.
I'm Scott McGrew. Welcome to Sand Hill Road.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ask a new dad about his new baby, and you'll always hear a sense of wonder and awe. Kevin Markle talking about his new son, Warren.
And his smile melts my heart. So I was waiting for that first smile, you know, at the six-week mark. Nothing, but it started coming in at the seven, and you know, love rubbing his chest and cooing and cawing at him, and he fires it back at me.
This week, a closer look at dads and paternity leave. And yeah, women still have trouble in the workplace getting time and recognition they need for childbirth or adoption. But right now, it's dads. I thought I'd weigh in after I read what venture capitalist Joe Lonsdale wrote. You saw it. The managing partner at 8VC tweeted this about the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg taking time off. "Wow," he wrote, "great for fathers to spend time with their kids and support moms, but any man in an important position who takes 6 months of leave for a newborn is a loser." I reached out to Joe for comment or clarification. He never got back to me, but he later said "loser" may have been too harsh. He's not alone in his dismissive attitudes towards fathers.
Pete Buttigieg has been on leave from his job since August after adopting a child. Paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went.
Fox News' Tucker Carlson making fun of Buttigieg with a breastfeeding joke on top of it. So very different from what we heard from Kevin, the new dad.
Oh, Warren lights up my life. He's got my wife's nose. He's got the funkiest, you know, 3-inch tall hair, longer than me. So he's totally rocking that out, and we're hoping he doesn't lose too much of it when he hits 3 months.
And he's not the only one.
Now, I know you guys have a policy for maternity or paternity leave.
You know, at Reddit, it's really important for us to support men and women when they are welcoming a new member to the family. And so we've got a pretty generous parental leave policy. I'll be taking off for 6 weeks myself.
That's great.
And trying to do the best job possible as a new dad, first time dad.
That's Initialize Capital's Alexis Ohanian, also chairman of the board at Reddit, talking with CNBC about taking leave from Reddit as he and his wife Serena Williams welcomed their first child. Reddit has a very generous parental leave policy for dads.
Well, hi, Scott. I'm Caitlin Holloway.
Caitlin Holloway was at the time director of HR at Reddit. She wrote the policy. Alexis approved it.
When I slid this document in front of them that outlined a very progressive policy at the time, and there was so much nuance to it. It's not just the amount of time that folks get off, but it really was what I believed was a very holistic and inclusive policy that would accommodate a parent who was becoming a parent in every form and fashion, from, you know, surrogacy to adoption to being the non-birth parent to becoming a new step parent. It was very, very, very inclusive. When I originally proposed this, Alexis looked at me and he said, "Okay, I have no idea what that means, but it sounds good. Theoretically, I know that parental, you know, leave is good, and we want to be a great home for all parents and all walks of life here at the company. So yeah, let's go ahead and do that." And so we did.
Fast forward a few months and Alexis is back knocking on her door.
That was a funny day. That was a very funny day. Hey, by the way, can you tell me what that policy is again? And I looked at him and said, now, why, sir, would you need to know this information? And so I walked him through it and he said, no, but okay, but I'm a co-founder. I can't do that. And I was like, absolutely false. And here's why. And what I really, really impressed upon him in that conversation was, it is most critical for our leaders to take full advantage of every possible policy that we have. And I don't care how important you think you are. And yes, from time to time, you can be very important. Your role as a leader in this company, in this, you know, milestone, is really to demonstrate that it is okay. It is okay for a senior person in a leadership role, a non-birth parent, to say, my family is priority zero, and I am going to take advantage of this. Because at that moment in time, when that happens, you give permission to every person in the company, from the senior most person to the person who's just joined the team and they have 1 week of experience under their belt. Everyone deserves this time and they need the permission. They need to see it in action. You have to walk the walk to say, this is why this is critical. And lo and behold, he needed it more than he knew. And so, you know, the benefit of not just having a great policy in place for him as an employee who was experiencing this milestone, and he really got to experience the importance of it firsthand. But really that set the tone for every other employee at the company to be able to then have the permission, not just written in a handbook, but really to see it live in action, to say, you know what, I'm going to prioritize this as well.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The good news is the dads are winning. More and more companies are expanding their paternity leave, and more dads, or non-birth parents, are taking that time. One of the latest organizations to consider lengthening non-birth parent leave, the United States Marine Corps. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David Berger, has said publicly he wants to transform the Marines from a force of the very young who served just a few years to an older, more experienced force, Marines who may plan to be parents.
I'm Heather Mangilio. I am a personnel reporter with USNI News.
We report on the Navy and the Marines, and while we are housed under the U.S. Naval Institute, we are editorially independent.
So they started switching to this idea of we want to retain people. And like you mentioned, when you retain people, they tend to get older and then they start thinking about families, and they were faced with the problem of some Marines, especially more the female Marines, but also male Marines, tend to leave the service because they don't see it as compatible with being a parent. And I think that was something that Berger mentioned, is that there are, you know, he was faced with the question of, does this make the Marines soft? He said, oh, they have to focus on retaining people. You can bring up a Marine and have them come to this point where they're going to either have a child and leave the Marines because they don't see it to being compatible with their career in the Marines, or you find a way to keep the Marine and a lot of them that have the family. And if you go with the first option of saying, okay, you can't have a family and be in the Marines, you now lose that person and all those years you spent developing that person, and you have to start all over again. And that's kind of where Berger is coming from, is that we have to switch if we're going to retain these people. Otherwise, we're just starting this cycle where we spend a lot of money, we develop this person, and then we lose them once we get to this roadblock.
Last week, I asked you to take a moment to rate Sand Hill Road on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. No matter what score you give it, and that's entirely up to you, of course, the act of rating it helps surface the podcast for others to hear. Many of you did just that, and I appreciate it. If you haven't, I'd love for you to make that extra effort. Next week on Sand Hill Road, Bessemer's Mary D'Onofrio.
I made the assumption, especially when I was thinking about doing venture, that everyone would want my money. That, like, as an investor, you know, companies are coming down Sand Hill Road and knocking on your door and just, you know, saying, oh, please pick me, please pick me. And, you know, you have the power of choice. I think the way that the market has evolved in venture, and certainly on the growth side, is that capital has increasingly become a commodity.
Sand Hill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.